Now, news of a musical discovery, an interesting connection between the modern music of Arnold Schoenberg and a composition written 200 years earlier by Johann Sebastian Bach. In the current issue of Musical Times, professors Eric Altshuler and Noam Elkies write about finding a tone row in Bach's music that may predate Schoenberg's famous compositional technique by two centuries. Professor Altshuler is author of Bacchanalia, the essential listener's guide to Bach's well-tempered clavier, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
So what is a tone row, and what does it mean that you found one in Bach's music?
In the Western music scale, there are 12 tones or pitches, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, etc. A tone row is when the theme or motive of a piece uses exactly all 12 notes in some order before any of these pitches are repeated. What it means that it's found in Bach 200 years before is it shows how much Bach thought about the possibilities inherent in the tonal system.
Let's listen again to the Bach Prelude in A minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2. You tell us when we hit the tone row.
Okay. Here it is. Faster notes in the top, slower notes in the bottom. Now it switches. Faster notes in the bottom and slower notes on the top.
Okay, we're going to play it again, but on its own.
Okay.
Man, that goes by fast. Don't you think maybe that this might be sheer coincidence that he included these 12 notes together?
Certainly that's a possibility, but this is the motive or theme of the piece, and Bach repeated this 14 or more times in the piece, so he keeps coming back to it. He'll have the slow notes sometimes on the bottom, other times on the top. These are exactly the same kind of permutations of a theme or a tone row that Schoenberg does in the 20th century.
You've been searching for this for quite a while. Was it like finding a four-leaf clover?
Well, yeah. I always thought it was there. One of the fugues from the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier, the B minor fugue, uses all 12 notes in the subject or theme of the fugue, but it's not a row because certain notes are repeated before all 12 are used. And in fact, that piece was probably Schoenberg's inspiration to think of 12-tone music.
Eric Altshuler is author of Bacchanalia, the essential listener's guide to Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.